Okay, today is the 9th of March, 2016, and you've joined us for the midweek service of the Weatherby House Church. And, you know, we're living in some very troublesome times when people that say they agree on the sovereignty of God and salvation, and that it's all of God, but yet they still can't get along. Many will be offended. And the people that are causing the offenses, the ones that, you know, initiate the offenses, I'll tell you anyway. We're going to go with 317 as a starter out of the old school hymnal. 317. Do you want to start that, Mark?
When the day of life is brightest, love the fondest, hope most free, and the steps of time are lightest, oh, my Father, lead thou me. Father, Father, wilt thou lead me? Oh, my Father, lead thou me, and the steps of time be lightest, oh, my Father, lead thou me. When the night of life is darkest, and my soul shall empty be, when to sorrow's voice I listen, oh, my Father, lead thou me. Father, Father, wilt thou lead me? Oh, my Father, lead thou me, and the steps of thine brightest, oh, my Father, lead thou me. Be life's pathway smooth or stormy, let my face still cling to thee. Be life's future bright or stormy, oh, my Father, lead thou me. Father, Father, wilt thou lead me? Oh, my Father, lead thou me, and the steps of time be lightest, oh, my Father, lead thou me.
Okay, the next one we're going to sing is I guess 314. Hail sovereign love that first began the scheme to rescue fallen man. Hail matchless free eternal grace that gave my soul a hiding place. Against the God that rules the sky, I fought with hand uplifted high. Despised his rich abounding grace, too proud to seek a hiding place. Enwrapped in thick Egyptian night and fond of darkness more than light, madly I ran the sinful race, secure without a hiding place. But thus eternal counsel ran, almighty love, arrest that man. I felt the arrows of distress and found I had no hiding place. Indignant justice stood in view. To Sinai's fiery mount I flew. But justice cried with frowning face, this mountain is no hiding place. Ere long a heavenly voice I heard, as the Holy Spirit drew near. He led me on with gentle pace to Jesus as my hiding place. Should storms of thundering vengeance roll, shake the earth from pole to pole, no flaming bolt shall daunt my face, for Jesus is my hiding place. A few more rolling suns at most will land me safe on Canaan's coast, where I shall sing the song of grace and see my glorious hiding place. Hail sovereign love that first began the scheme to rescue fallen men. Hail matchless free eternal grace that gave my soul a hiding place. Against the God that rules the sky, I fought with hand uplifted high. Despise his rich abounding grace, too proud to seek a hiding place. Enwrapped in thick Egyptian night, and fond of darkness more than light, madly I ran the sinful race, seeker without a hiding place. But thus eternal counsel ran, almighty love arrest that man. I felt the arrows of distress, and found I had no hiding place. Indignant justice stood in view, to Sinai's fiery mount I flew. But justice cried with frowning face, the mountain is no hiding place. Ere long a heavenly voice I heard, as the Holy Spirit drew near. He led me on with gentle pace, to Jesus as my hiding place. Should storms of thundering vengeance roll, and shake the earth from pole to pole, no flaming bolt shall daunt my face, for Jesus is my hiding place. A few more rolling suns of boast will land me safe on Canaan's coast, where I shall sing the song of grace and see my glorious hiding place. Okay, we've got a psalm that has been selected. Page 58, Psalm 119p. Okay, the men of mind I hate, thy law my love has stirred. Thou art my shield and hiding place, my hope is in thy word. Deep are your doers that I made, my God's commandments he. Sustainest thou hast promised me, that I may live in thee. Quench not my hope, but hold me safe. Thy statutes I'll respect. All those who from thy statutes err, in scorn thou dost reject. How useless their deceitfulness, in falsehood is no gain. Thou dost the wicked purge from earth, like dross that none remain. So I thy testimonies love, my flesh is quivering, for fear of thee and deepest all, thy judgment surely bring.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would help us in this time of searching your word. You're the only one that can lead us and guide us and direct us into all truth. We pray that you would do so and that your name might be exalted. Anything that's said today, we ask in Christ's name for your glory alone. Amen. Well, there's
There's a lot going on, isn't there, in our world? People are clinging to different things, you know, to try to justify whatever position they're taking, which is a pretty normal thing, isn't it? We all do it. You know, we certainly don't set out to prove what we don't believe. You know, our society is pretty mixed up. We have a lot of people out there that are like attack dogs. They, you know, and I know that I've been guilty of it in the past. And, you know, you can't change somebody else's behavior. Only God can change a person's behavior. And, you know, I know that there's people out there that will say there's a lot of different ways of looking at things. You know, but there's only one way of looking at truth. There's only one way of looking at truth, and that is embracing it. And when people start rejecting truth and they are going away from truth, and I'm speaking of the truth in the person of Jesus Christ, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. And he also said that he was going to guide us into all truth. He prayed that God would bring us into all truth. And God has given him power over all flesh. And also it says in another place that to as many as, you know, it would be revealed the Son of God. You know? And so we have these principles that we can hold on to from God's Word. And we don't have to deviate from these principles that God has taught us. Now, election, predestination, calling, justification, sanctification, and glorification can all be found in Christ, in His righteousness alone. Not in our own righteousness. Not in our ability to keep the law. Not in our ability to keep the Sabbath. Not in our ability to properly translate the Bible. Not in our ability to win an argument against a brother or sister in Christ. You know, we're all born and conceived in sin. We're all as filthy rags in God's sight, apart from the righteousness and the holiness of Jesus Christ. It's true that no man will see God without holiness, but it's not His holiness, it's Christ's holiness. It's not the faith of man, but it's the faith of Christ in man. He's the one that is the author and finisher of our faith. And He has made all things for His time. You know, He in Christ fulfilled all righteousness. All righteousness was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. The law is going to kill. It's going to cause havoc, isn't it? But for those who are in Christ, that are brothers in Christ, the grace of Christ is going to show, it says, you are going to know that you are my children by your love for one, for the brethren. You know. And so, you know, it's been very difficult for me because the Bible is very strong on doctrine. It's strong on biblical separation. And it's strong on long-suffering and charity and unity amongst brothers in Christ. So there is a conflict in these areas. A major conflict going right now on within the world in which we find ourselves, between those of both saying they're brothers or sisters in Christ. And I'm in the middle of that conflict as I'm living during this time period. So, you know, I'm not here to say there's any easy answers, but Christ said that, you know, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Are you feeling weary of heart today? Are you feeling, you know, torn between trying to stand up to God's word and trying to show love for the brethren, or those who are professing to be brothers in Christ? That's the warfare. That is the warfare. When you see another brother or another person that professes to be a brother in Christ, treat someone else very, very shabbily, you become righteously indignant over that, especially if the other brother is, you know, an elder and held in high prominence in the church. Does that pierce your very soul when you see that person that's held in high prominence say something or do something that would out of their own haughtiness offend a brother, a weaker brother? It should pierce your soul. You know, I said of the widow, you know, said to the Pharisees, you know, she's put in 2 pence, and she's put in more than everybody else, because she's put in her all. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, Christ did not seek kingdom here on earth. He was a servant here on earth. And he said, you know, said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He said it would be better than a millstone was cast around their necks, and they were cast into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. And he wasn't only talking about little tiny children. He was talking about also little children in the faith, young believers in the faith. You know, Christ is the only one that can see the heart and the motives and the intent of people. And if we examine our own hearts, we must say, woe is me. Woe is me. If it weren't for God, if it wasn't for Christ, you know, if it wasn't for His resurrection, we would be very miserable creatures. But we do have a hope. But my soul, my heart is sorrowful today. I witnessed something today that I wish I hadn't have witnessed. And, you know, it pains me deeply. You know, I don't. How can Christians like conflict? We don't like it. There's no way we can like it. Some people, it seems like they thrive on conflict. The Christians shouldn't thrive on conflict. And, you know, there's nothing good in us. You know, in and of ourselves, there's nothing good in us. You know? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame to wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I can really begin to see why David said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. So, we have great precious promises that He will be faithful to the end. He will secure the victory for us, even though we're in the midst of this awful warfare going on right now. Awful warfare. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You know, just wicked places and high places. You know, and so Christ is, we are being, you know, allowed to go through the fire. Three Hebrew children went through the fire, but in the midst of the fire there was one likened to the Son of God. You know, so we have to look at it from a spiritual standpoint and realize that, you know, we can't really see all that's going on from the spiritual level. Open my eyes that I might see all of the principalities that are around us, that are coming against us, and all of the foes. But you know what? God is the He's sovereign. He is the only sovereign potentate. He's the only ruler. He's the only King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is ruling on His throne. And His kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. His kingdom is an eternal heavenly kingdom. And so let us look to Christ for our only daily sustenance.
Do we have a final selection? Okay, it's going to be 112, and it's an old song from the old school hymnal, and it is called "From Every Stormy Wind That Blows, From Every Swelling Tide of Woes, There Is a Calm, A Sure Retreat Is Found Beneath the Mercy Seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads, a place of all on earth most sweet, it is the blood-bought mercy seat. There is a scene where spirits blend, where friends hold fellowship with friends. Though sundered far by faith, they meet around one common mercy seat. Ah, whither could we flee for aid when tempted, desolate, dismayed? Or how the host of hell defeat has suffering saints no mercy seat? There on eagle's wings we soar, and sin and guilt seem there no more. And heaven comes down our souls to greet, and glory crowns the mercy seat. Oh, let my hand forget her skill, my tongue be silent, cold, and still. This bounding heart forget to beat if I forget the mercy seat. From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm, a sure retreat, 'tis found beneath the mercy seat, 'tis found beneath the mercy seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads, a place of all on earth. It is the blood-bought mercy seat. It is the blood-bought mercy seat. There is a scene where spirits blend, where friends hold fellowship with friends. Sundered far by faith, they meet around one common mercy seat. Around one common mercy seat. All whither could we flee for aid? Tempted, desolate, dismayed, how the host of hell defeat, suffering saints no mercy see, that suffering saints no mercy see. There on eagle's wings we soar, and sin and guilt seem there no more. Heaven comes down our souls to greet, glory crowns the mercy seat, glory crowns the mercy seat. Oh, let my hand forget her skill, my tongue be silent, cold and still, this bounding heart forget to be. I forget the mercy seat. I forget the mercy seat. Okay, well, we were going to have a Bible study today, but I'm frankly just too exhausted. I'm worn out, so maybe we'll get rejuvenated and be able to do it tomorrow. Dear Lord, we pray that you would take this short message and praise, high praise, and use it for your glory, we pray. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.